This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The pharmacy and convenience store chain, known as CVS, is taking its no cigarette sales philosophy several steps further. It's moving its quick grab candy and cookies away from the checkout into the relative obscurity of the aisles and taking away stuff like low SPF sunscreen. As Sally Herships reports in the Drugstore Wars, subtle changes have a huge economic impact.
Kelly Peretti is in her 30s. She's a mom with two small girls under the age of 10.
What are you shopping for today, or what were you looking for?
Well, I was bringing back lip gloss that was the wrong color, but the first color was awesome.
Peretti says she's in this CVS in North Arlington, New Jersey. It's right around the corner from her house. So you'd think she would notice the new healthy direction the company is aiming for, but
I haven't actually noticed.
Which is what many shoppers here this morning said. It's because the changes are subtle. In its redesigned stores, like this one, CVS has moved some candy away from those low shelves by the cash register, but only 25%. If you're trying to stay healthy, it's still a danger zone. But CVS has removed trans fats from its store brand food products. Why all these tiny changes now? They're all connected to a decision CVS made 3 years ago.
I know that they stopped selling cigarettes, which was excellent. It was just wonderful.
Losing tobacco products was also expensive. $2 billion in lost sales. And competition is fierce. Last year, CVS lost a prescription contract for the Department of Defense to Walgreens. Barbara Kahn teaches marketing at Wharton.
If they're going to make a big bet like that, it wouldn't make sense then to have other products that are perceived as unhealthy close to the front in an impulse position.
Kahn says too many candy bars near the register could undermine the message CVS wants to send consumers.
We're your healthy option. We're the ones that you can depend on because we're looking out for your health success.
Kahn says that message is important because retail sales are headed down. It's the pharmacy business that's growing. CVS's pharmacy sales rose almost 10% last quarter to more than $32 billion. But CVS pharmacy president Helena Folk says setting yourself apart from the competition can be tough.
I would say overall, drugstores are still a category that in the consumer's minds are not incredibly differentiated, and that's partly why we're doing this.
But John Palizza, a former Walgreens executive, says unless your brand name is something like Whole Foods, changes can be a turnoff for shoppers, resulting in lost sales.
And that is at direct odds with Wall Street investors.
Who want profits now. But CVS says it is seeing an increase. Overall sales are up 2.5% at its new stores. It plans to update 80 more this year. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.